Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 14th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Please bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Ford Park. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 4 to the contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County. It'll increase the service cost from $10,688.66 annually to $13,384.80 annually for Health and Welfare Unit 2 and Community Supervision Facility due to an increase in the square footage to be serviced and the relocation of their offices to a new facility. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a contract for a runway 1230 reconstruction at Jack Brooks with Alco in the amount of $3,260,325.90. That project is funded by Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 31 from the Federal Aviation Administration. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file work order with the Garver LLC for professional services to administer the construction phase services, the resident project representative, and closeout services for runway 1230 reconstruction at Jack Brooks for a total of $98,600. That again is funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 31. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Taluni Wong Engineers for material testing for runway 1230 reconstruction at Jack Brooks for a total estimated cost of $14,906. That funded by the Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 31. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Time Warner Cable Business Class for standard cable service and one additional outlet at the new Health and Welfare Unit facility located at 800 8th Street.
That's
4th Street. For a charge of $102.94 per month for 36 months and a one-time installation charge of $150. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for Lexis.com access for the Jefferson County DA's office for a two-year term and a monthly cost of $1,955 for 17 users. Via addendum, H is to request approval release retainage to APAC Texas, Inc. for the runway safety area grading at Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $5,974.50 for payment application number 4. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion for the runway safety area grading at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with APAC Texas. Item J is to request approval to release retainage to APAC for runway 1634 rehabilitation at Jack Brooks in the amount of $14,610.66. And item K is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion for one runway 1634 rehabilitation with APAC Texas. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I got a couple of questions. On the, I guess, certificate of completion on those runways and things of that nature, who was our go-between a check and give us the final okay on it?
It was Garver.
Garner?
Garver USA. They were the construction representative on site.
Those are the same guys that we're doing at D?
Yes, sir. They're the airport consulting firm.
Through the federal statutes?
Yes, sir.
They meet all those requirements?
We went and qualified them about 5 years ago. In fact, I'm working on doing a new qualification.
I got you.
Time's up. So
I'm just making sure because I was just questioning about that. The other one that I had, Judge, was this in here on, and I guess I might need to have on Ford Park. Deb, you might need to explain this to us. I see where they got a group of different companies, right? Is that what I'm seeing at A?
Oh, on bids received?
Yes.
We have.
Okay. So basically, tell me how that would work. Yes, ma'am. If you don't mind, I need to visit with you and John Hughes, okay? Thank you. Judge, that's it. That's all I had.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, we have one item A to consider possibly approve, execute, receive, and file terminal lease agreement between Jefferson County and American Airlines, Inc. for space in the commercial terminal. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? On the county auditor, we have one item, regular county bills, check number 415129 through 415431. Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Excuse me. Any discussion?
Man, no, I don't look like
that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Commissioner Arnold is out today. Under County Commissioners, item A is considering possibly approve an amended tax abatement policy for the economic development pursuant to Section 312.002C of the Texas Tax Code for the years 2016 and 2017. There have been no changes or amendments, but we are required by statute to readopt those every 2 years. Item B is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Lubbock County pursuant to the Fair Defense Act and Texas Code of Criminal Procedure Section 26.044B for defense through the Regional Public Defender of capital cases of indigent individuals charged with the offense of capital murder in Jefferson County. I'll take item C up separately. Item D, which deals with an order prohibiting the possession of firearms, will be in the courthouse, will be tabled until next week because Commissioner Arnold is out of town, and I promised him that I would save that issue so that he can contribute to our discussion on that. Item E is considering possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee formally tabled fall 2015 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. One for Southeast Texas Baseball Academy in the amount of $6,620, and one for Southwest Grotto Association in the amount of $2,800. Do we have a motion on those items under County Commissioners? Okay, very good. Yeah, okay. So this motion would be on items A, B, and E.
Yes, sir.
All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, I think Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Alford, I believe.
Yeah, I'm second.
All right, go back to number C. Is to consider and possibly approve an abatement agreement for property located in the reinvestment zone between Pure Renewables, Port Arthur LLC, and Jefferson County pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion?
Do we have some discussion on it first?
Yes, sir.
Is there representatives
yes,
here?
Yes, there are representatives of.
Let them come up and make sure we get please. A good, clear understanding.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Michelle Fellerhoff.
I'm with Ziegler Companies representing Pure Renewables today. I am the underwriter for the debt transaction.
The what?
Underwriter for the debt transaction.
I've been down there, and I know Commissioner Senegal's been down there, and we'd had the opportunity to visit with the representatives of Pure and seen the process and what they plan on doing down at Port of Port Arthur.
Yes.
And but could you describe for our other commissioners the project?
Certainly. The project is comprised of the lease of sheds 1 and 2, which is 200,000 square feet. The lease of a 50,000 square foot warehouse building, and then the construction of a 100,000 square foot building on an adjacent property. The processes in the large sheds will be recycling of textile waste from the cut and sew industry. The patented process will create actual fibers that can be rewoven into either textiles for use in clothing or in consumer goods such as baby wipes, diapers, things like that. The other building that's going to be built, there will be recycling of the various fibers into two different items. One is a tile that has an electrostatic dissipating property, and what that means is that it does not create a static charge, which is very important for the big box retailers, and this was developed in conjunction with Walmart. The second would be a recycling of leather scraps from people like Nike and Adidas into a product that is actually recycled leather and looks just like virgin leather and is used in the automotive industry for seat covers. No, the engineering companies are mostly from Italy. The actual manufacturers are Italian manufacturers. Mm-hmm. There are about 12 different manufacturers that manufacture different component parts of the process. The independent engineer is from North Carolina, which is called Performance Engineering. They are obviously, North Carolina is the textile fiber area, and they're a big, large textile engineering firm. Yes. Correct. From Asia. Yes. Constructed. Correct. Several put together. Right. Right. Initially, we're looking at about 300 to 350.
Yeah.
The significant employment. It's a very interesting technology, patented, with no emissions, no hazardous chemicals involved in the process. And it's something very interesting because there are 60 billion pounds of textile waste that's produced annually.
That's great. Great, Commissioner and Judge. That's great. Good news for our area. So move.
Thank you.
First floor, and but we'll begin at our regular time, 1:30 p.m. So don't come up here because we won't be open. Great.
All workshops will be done too.
Yes. All meetings of Commissioners Court for 150 days, I think, will be down in that area. Anything further, Commissioners? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.